Page 100. Listening Practice 5. Being informed on the road. You are going to hear a radio program. Listen and complete the sentences.
Hey everyone out there, you're listening to WCGF, and this is More on the Morning. I'm Rick Morales, and we're going to take a break from the music that hopefully has been making your morning drive easier and move on to our Friday spot, Weekend Where to Go. But don't forget to keep me and all the other listeners posted about what's happening on the roads. And here's our first call. Al on Freeway 62 has just reported an accident at Fairway Park. He's been stuck in traffic for 20 minutes, so if you're headed in that direction, get off the freeway and take Greenwich Boulevard. Thanks, Al, and keep those phone calls coming in. Back to our weekend events. The Broadway Park Festival started yesterday afternoon, and it's on for 4 days, so you have until Sunday to get there. There's lots of food, live performances, and even a petting farm for the kids. Best of all, you pay at the entrance, and then everything is free. Except the food, of course. Speaking of food, there's also a bake sale to raise money for the high school basketball team, so try and buy some cake or cookies. Cape College is continuing its lecture series on Sunday mornings at the Rhodes Building on campus at 11. This week, you can hear Max Condor and Sue Wilson talking about their six-month trek in Central Australia, complete with photos and videos. Then you can also... Oh, I've just received some traffic updates. Three drivers from Freeway 62 report that the traffic is still very heavy. It appears that four cars are involved in the accident, and there are several ambulances at the location. Gene, Mike, and Andy have all been waiting for 35 minutes. Thanks, guys. Keep us up to date, okay? Next, the traffic light at Park and Union Square isn't working. Karen has just texted us to report that no one's come to direct traffic. If you don't have to go downtown immediately, stay away. Thanks, Karen. Hope a policeman shows up soon. Another report just in now. A truck has overturned on the I-4 and is blocking two lanes. Thanks, Chris, for letting us know. Anyone else stuck there? And our last call from Brenda from Central Mall Public Relations. There's some road work being done at the northern entrance to Central Mall, so use the other entrances. Thanks, Brenda. And now, back to weekend events. The International Car Show at the City Convention Center is taking place on Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. There's also a race car exhibit. Families are welcome, too. There's a cafeteria, babysitter service, and car rides for the children, so dad or mom can enjoy the show while the kids have a great time on their own. And now, a word from our sponsors. You're listening to More on the Morning on Radio WCGF, sponsored by Necco Supermarkets. Come to Necco for the lowest prices in the city. 12 locations around the city, free parking, and unbelievable discounts for Necco members. We're running out of time, but here's another update from the I-4. The truck is still there and only one lane is open, so traffic is still not moving. Marie phoned in to tell us that she hasn't moved in 15 minutes. Wow, sorry about that, Marie. Well, that ends our program. Jenny Alsop's on next, and she'll keep the traffic reports coming. This is Rick Morales and the whole More on the Morning staff wishing you a great day. Tune in on Monday morning, bright and early, at 6.